30. Right, yeah. What day is it? It's Sunday. It's noon. So what does that mean, Steve?
Yo, Stroll Show's back on Radio Free Brooklyn. What's up? We're coming at you this post-Thanksgiving Eve.
Oh, we're stuffed. We're again sharing the microphone like AC/DC after a long tour. We're doing a little Aerosmith. What were we saying last week? Aerosmith or Bon Jovi?
I know. Sonny and Cher.
Oh, yeah. You like the Sonny and Cher reference. I like that. Because we have a packed studio today. But first, let me say, I'm the C. Standing next to me,
I'm the Flow Guys. What's up? We're here with none other than the Bronx / various areas of New York City's own Flow. What's up, guys?
What's up?
The studio is stuffed much like my stomach after Thanksgiving. So, all right. So just to introduce yourselves. Maybe go around and like just say your name and like what was the best thing you had this Thanksgiving.
You start first.
All right, my name's Arthur. Are we doing what we play in the band, or are we just gonna name it? No?
The question was, what's the best thing you had for Thanksgiving?
Okay, I'm a big fan of cranberry, so cranberry sauce.
I hate that shit, man. I'm sorry. I can't. I gotta be honest.
Do you like the canned berries, or you like that fresh. Like those cooked cranberries?
Nah, I like canned.
Yeah,
canned cranberries are really good.
My girlfriend is the same way. She's like, I like the ridges around it. The ridges around it out of the can make it taste better. I'm like, what are you talking about?
I don't think
about?
The ridges have any influence
Dude,
on the taste.
So good.
I just...
Hey, man. I asked you the question, so you are allowed to give the answer that you and I appreciate your honesty. Let's move on.
All right. Costa, I had some bomb-ass stuffing.
Was it like stovetop?
Yeah.
Oh, I love that shit. I love that
Too
shit.
Too good, bro. Too good.
That is good stuff, actually, yes.
My name is Neil. The best thing that I had with these things, they're called sausage cheese balls. They're like Bisquick, spicy sausage, and cheese, like rolled into these balls, and they're baked, and they're fucking delicious.
Oh my God.
Neil.
I had them in place of stuffing, that's what they were.
That sounds divine.
That's some mind blowing shit, Neil. We have to talk about this after the show.
I didn't even know that was
you need
like
that family recipe.
My name is Ryan. The best thing I had this Thanksgiving was the company of my friends. I'm a loser.
Wish we had a drop like wah, wah.
No. My friend made this really fantastic turkey. It was the most moist turkey I ever had in my life. It was great.
Did you have like a Friendsgiving?
I did. Nice. It was really... I had a couple of them, actually. I had one on Wednesday night and two on Thursday.
It's a lot of friends, bro.
I got a shit. I'm the opposite of a loser. I'm like the most popular guy in the world.
He's a cool guy.
So I just
he's
got friends for days.
It's all in the Pokemon hat. They attract
that's
people.
What it is.
That turkey was phenomenal. My mom makes these great cranberries that she saw. She stole the recipe from the Food Network one time, and she's been making them every year, and they taste phenomenal.
You guys keep saying cranberries.
I said cranberries.
No. So your mom's your friend. Is that what we're getting, at here?
My mom is my best friend.
Friend. Oh, she's that's sweet. That's so sweet.
She is not talking to me today, though. She's kind of tight.
Yeah. She's listening right now. I know that for sure. What's up, Ryan's mom?
I doubt it.
I was going to say what's up to her.
I'm sorry.
Mama, love you.
I hope she's listening because we need to get the word out. Mm-hmm. To even if your mom, your mom might, maybe she wants to know some things about you guys that you haven't told her yet, and she's going to find out today.
No, yeah. She's going to learn today. You're going to learn today, mom.
So anybody who's been following us from the days of our podcasting, the days of old, we actually had Float on our podcast, the OG, in our apartment. And that was a while ago now. How long ago was that? About
February?
That was February. So it was
8 months.
Ago.
Eight, nine, ten, eleven.
It's like
more than 5 months.
Yeah. So I'm sure a lot has developed, and I've seen and I've followed you guys on Facebook, of course. And yes, I at least
thank
like
you.
It's the least I could do, So what's been going on? Like what's the latest happenings of Float?
So since February, I guess a lot has happened. A few new faces have come into the mix, like Arthur and Costa here.
Yep.
What's up, guys?
We went out to Cleveland, and we've been playing a bunch of shows, and then we went out to Cleveland in the summer to record our EP. It's called Momentum in a Bottle, and it sounds great, and we're really excited about it. We just dropped a lyric video. We've been more productive the last couple of months than ever, so it's been feeling more like an actual band these days, which is great, and I've had more fun playing lately than I have in quite some time, so
yeah.
I'm enjoying the are we allowed to curse on this thing?
Yes.
I'm enjoying the
fucking right.
Frazzle.
You're fucking
out of
right.
The frazzle.
Frazzle dazzle.
Go for it.
Now you guys look very comfortable together. You guys stay very cute. For all the ladies that are wondering out there, very handsome men, and yeah, so where was I know this album you guys were recording? It was kind of a big deal. Like there was some.
It was a big fucking deal,
right? It was the guy you're recording with was some place. Was he a PlayStation dude or something?
Yeah, he worked on I think producing some stuff for the MLB The Show series of games.
I do love those games. I'm not gonna lie,
I love those fucking games, man. But it's like my goal for those games every year is to sell them to GameStop before they lose their value. Like right after the season finishes, I'm like, I need to get rid of this before they give me a dollar for it. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's a smart. I just hold on all those old games. So
you
I
do?
Gotta. Yeah, I don't know why. I have like these like odd sentimental value. My franchise teams. We're not gonna talk about.
Nah, I feel you. We could talk about that as much as you want to.
Steve likes the underdog story, so he likes to take a character that doesn't exist in real life who has shitty stats. And then bring him to legendary stats.
I love that's why I love the Mets.
I'm like Donald Trump. I make my team great again.
You said we were going to talk politics. Yeah. I said it.
Right before we came in.
Yeah, the guy, the producer we worked with, his name is Don DiBiase, and he was an absolute pleasure to work with. He knew what he was doing, and he helped us create an EP that sounds fantastic, and I can't wait for everyone to hear it.
And that's the song that you have the lyric video for is from that session,
it's from
right?
Yeah, we call that one Happy Hour. It's a song that Costa originally came up with that we jammed on it one day and took it and ran with it. It's definitely the one that we were all the most excited about. It's the most upbeat, and every other song is like crazy depressing and it's gonna make you want to kill yourself. No, I'm kidding.
Happy music.
It's all happy. It's all happy. Good. But yeah, that was the one we were most excited about. So we were really happy to drop that lyric video. Arthur knew a dude that got it done in like a day. Like, the dude did.
Dude, it looks legit.
That guy did a phenomenal. What's his name? Derek?
Derek LaFountain. Yeah,
Derek LaFountain. We're going to shout that motherfucker out right now. Thank you, Derek LaFountain.
Badass video by a guy with a badass name.
That's a great name.
Derek LaFountain.
LaFountain.
It's French. It's got to be French.
But yeah, so we're really excited to get this out there. It sounds a fuck ton better than our last one.
Well, what was that old experience of recording like? Like, what was that like when you did your first recordings? Like, how was the, what was it different? I'm sure it was a big difference.
It was really different. We loved working with Ken Kandelis. I hope I pronounced your name right. But no, we enjoyed that part. The only thing that was a little frustrating about that process was it took place over. It took months to record because there was an availability issue, and so it took like the better part of a year to record those five songs. What we did in Cleveland is we went up and we stayed for a week and we got it done in a week. We got it done right then and there, mixing, mastering. It was all done within the week, which was really convenient and great to have it done that quickly.
I feel like that's kind of like the thing now, you know, like you don't spend a crazy amount of time on records anymore. You know, no one is Led Zeppelin these days or whatever. Like, you're not.
Speak for yourself. I'm the closest thing to Led Zeppelin.
But that's awesome. Did you guys get to check out the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame?
We did. It was great because if you're a band, you got to go there for free. All you got to do is show them your Facebook page. So we showed it to
them. Is that a real? That's real.
Yeah.
Shit.
I didn't pay a fucking dime to get into that place. The food there is awful though. Don't eat that shit. That was really cool. It's not as big as you think it is. I spent the whole time trying to find some chili pepper artifacts and there were none of them and I was really sad. But well,
they're kind of recent in the hall, so maybe they gotta collect more stuff. Mm-hmm. They need
there's shit from there. Bands that aren't even in the Hall of Fame yet, so I'm like, what type of fuckery is this? But it was really cool. We did a lot of exploring in Cleveland. We went to an Indians game.
Nice.
But that's before I knew they were going to go to the World Series. So in retrospect, that was really cool.
Starting the trend.
Yeah. And then we did that. We went to a couple bars, and it was a good experience.
Cool. So The touring aspect you talked about a little bit. Walk me through some of that. Like, you guys did kind of like your most extensive touring to date recently, right? Or
no, we didn't. I don't think we.
Oh, you didn't say anything about touring?
Nah.
I mean, we haven't been on like. We
Unless
been
they went on a tour with that one. And just ain't tell me about it.
A lot of locals, you know? Yeah. A lot of local stuff.
Yeah, that's touring, kind of, right?
We've toured the five boroughs.
we haven't been on an official tour.
But no. that's something we want to do, hopefully this summer. I mean, I think that's honestly the goal for any band is to, like, take your music elsewhere, but and with this EP coming out, we have a bunch of new merch. We have a new look. We're new. We're fresh as fuck.
that new logo looks pretty dope.
It
not
is pretty
lie.
Dope. It was designed by Arthur's lovely gal pal, Vivian Rodenberg.
Yo, we'll be shouting out everybody today. Respect to her.
Everybody can shout it out.
She's at work right now. She's at American Eagle. But...
Hi, Vivian.
Probably not
Make
tuning
that money.
In.
Make that money, girl.
Yeah. But she designed the album artwork, the new logo. She did the flyer for us. She's done a lot of photography for us. She has been amazing.
That's awesome because I feel like sometimes
I don't mean to compliment you, girl, bro. I don't.
it's all out of respect. It's all out of respect.
Give it up.
I feel like that's a big thing to have because trying to get like publicity and like professional photography and things like that done is really kind of sucks because you gotta try to find someone you can trust and someone that's like can get the work done in like a timely fashion.
Yeah,
so at least you got.
I mean, fortunately, I think at this juncture we've found a lot of people that we can trust. So that's great. As far as photography and graphic design and all that stuff goes. So we're pretty fortunate in that regard.
So just since we're talking about the new stuff and the new song you guys just put out, is it cool if we play that so people could hear it? Or
no.
Did you want to play like the acoustic
that shit
version?
To yourself. What do you guys want to do?
I kind of want to hear the recorded version.
I back that.
Yeah.
That's because his ass is nervous.
Ah, come on.
All right, do that one, and then we'll supplement that with the acoustic.
I think that's a very gentlemanly, diplomatic response, Ryan. I respect the hell out of it.
People can call in and tell us which one they like
gas
better.
Him up. He's an asshole.
I've been told that I'm an asshole.
All right, so this is Float's new single. It's called Happy Hour, right?
Yeah.
On your new EP, which is titled what?
Momentum in a Bottle.
Momentum in a Bottle.
Yeah.
And you're listening to the Stroll Show, Radio Free Brooklyn. We'll be back with the band with an acoustic jam. Perhaps. Maybe not. I don't know. I'll decide for myself. I'm not going to let them decide. It's my show. It's our show.
Just
we'll be back here.
Fire it up. All right, guys, welcome back, Radio Free Brooklyn. We're sitting here with the band Float on a Stroll Show, Seeing the Flow. And you guys, Paul talked about touring, but you guys recently played a Halloween show over with our girl Arlene from Taking Back Queens.
We did. Oh, my God. That was so much fun. Arlene is, like, the biggest. She does more for us than literally anybody. No, seriously, though. Arlene hooks us up very similar with photography and getting us on shows and introducing us to fine gentlemen like yourselves.
We love you, Arlene.
We really do love you, Arlene. And that is in no way a response to the text you just sent me.
That would just happen. That was just the next part of the show.
It was so organic. But we really do love her and everything that she does for us. She's our biggest supporter and confidant, and we really appreciate it.
The Stroll Show loves you too, Arlene, wherever you are. And we appreciate you.
Wherever she is, I know for a fact wherever you may tuning room. In.
Because remember, we actually put on a show, our first ever live show, thanks to Arlene and Taking Back Queens. So have you guys played Taking Back Queens show recently?
That Halloween show was the most recent show that we played. That show was a lot of fun.
It really was.
Yeah, we dressed up as Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton.
No politics. We said no politics.
That's right.
If it's just in passing, it's okay.
Okay.
Yeah, we got these Donald Trump masks and we defaced them with like dicks and stuff like that. And then they put those on and then I put on a Hillary Clinton mask. Costa won though, because Costa dressed up in a poncho and a sombrero. It definitely offended somebody.
Yeah,
but it was a.
Did he have a wall in front of him? Should he? I don't want to talk about.
I was breaking down the wall.
I was breaking down the wall.
Stomping it down.
So you guys look ready to play, if I'm not mistaken. What are you going to be giving to us?
We're going to play this one track off the EP, Momentum in a Bottle. This one's called Mr. 9 to 5. This one is about anyone in the world who just works a job that they fucking hate and who copes with how much they hate that job by smoking just a shit ton of weed.
I like it already.
This song is inspired by our amazing friend Gregory Jean. This one's for you, pal. He's just your average kind of cat. I take but a barista by the night. Starbucks has got him from 9 to 5, 10 to 6, red to 8, and no one tonight. But he's got bills to pay for, worse so for better, sign his soul away for now and forever. Though he's grinding beans for shitty human beings, he hates his job, he sure makes a damn good latte. Y'all keeping time right? Spending all my time at this 9 to 5, more than monotony just slows my mind. I feel my soul being sucked out every night. Had to say goodbye to my social life. Acknowledge that voice crack that happened, so everybody knows it happened. Here we go. Spending all my time at this 9 to 5, for the monotony just blows my mind. I feel my soul being sucked out every night. Had to say goodbye to my social life. Spending all my life in a steep decline, and I'm slowly starting to lose my mind. So much pressure with my rippy bed on time. Every single day is another crime. Sounds really nice acoustic, I won't lie. The clock drains away, time to clock out, ride the subway. Oh, he loosens his tie, but he's done taking shit for the day. You are listening to The Stroll Show. Chris does this thing that's like, damn.
Nice. Great job, guys. Great job. I want to ask you guys a question because you guys said you just recorded a new EP, and it seems like a lot of the themes are like kind of. Oh, we got a little playback. But a lot of themes are like work related, you know what I'm saying? Like kind of like the next stage of life, like 9-to-5, happy hour kind of things that are like more job oriented, more than just like, you know, kind of like collegiate stuff and like, you know,
I think one thing that I tried to do lyrically, or it's something I've been trying to do for a while, because, you know, like, love is a very common theme that people write about. It's the most universally written about topic. And I think one thing I wanted to try was to explore different, like, lyrical themes that didn't have to do with, like, a fucking relationship that went wrong or anything like that. So that's, like, so we have that track, Happy Hour, is, I mean, it is about a relationship.
Not fooled me.
Yeah. Also about getting pretty fucked up, too. Then we have this song, Eskimo Family, which is about, I'm just going to say, sex. It's about sex. That's what it's about. I'm not going to elaborate any further. Then we have sex. We're grown.
Now, is that like Eskimo Brothers type deal?
Yeah.
Is it like one of those things
in
the league?
It's an Eskimo Family type deal. It's a little more intense.
We won't go further into that.
Yeah, then we have the song Momentum in a Bottle, that's about dealing with sort of how things can change and how we might not want them to change, but sometimes they do. And then what's the other? We have the song Another Teenage Rebel, that's about, I dedicate that one to my sister and some of the trouble she's been going through lately as a developing teen, because I went through very similar situations in terms of my upbringing and things like that. So I tried my best to write about things that weren't about love or relationships. So there's really only one song that's about that. So I think I did a
bang up job.
I think I did a bang up job.
He killed it, Ryan.
Thank you.
So I like, this is like the first time seeing you guys as this kind of newish formation. Sounds really good, and it's I'm looking forward to seeing you guys live as a
band. Wait till
as
you
a
hear
band.
The studio tracks from one voice doesn't. Fucking crack up and
hey,
shit.
Man, those are that's part of life. Exactly. Fuck up's part of life. So I just want to know, like, what was the evolution of the band? How did you meet the new members? And I mean, you don't have to go into like, oh, this guy fucked up and kicked him out or whatever. Like, but you know, just how'd you meet the new guys?
Well, for the longest while, it was me, Chris, and we had our good friend Greg on bass, and then we had another guitar player named Phil, and then we had Neil, so we were like a five piece for a while. I mean, we are currently as well. Phil decided to part ways with the band, and that created a vacancy that for a while I played guitar. Me and Neil played guitar, but I knew that I always wanted to just focus on vocals, because you can only achieve so much, I think, if you're trying to focus on two things at the same time. So that's when I met Costa through Chris, and I invited him over, and we jammed on a couple of tunes, and then he drove me to my job so I could watch Batman versus Superman, and I really appreciate that.
That's a bro right there.
That's the guy. And then with our guy Greg, we really loved him, but he developed a work schedule that was pretty unworkable, unfortunately. And then Arthur started to fill in on bass, and then Arthur, I don't know if you want to elaborate on how you became a permanent member. That's up to you if you want to.
All right, so
you explain it how you want to.
I've known Chris since like third grade, and I met Costa back in high school. And I met Ryan at like the first float show ever, because I just went to support my boy. And
respect. Mad respect to you, bro.
I actually ended up just leaving my last band, and I was like, you know what? I mean, I'm not doing anything else. I'm enjoying jamming with you guys, so I joined Float officially.
Mm-hmm.
They made the offer to me, so I was like, why not?
And it's really been like the practices the last couple months have been like so fun. And
it's literally just magic.
Yeah, it's
that's
it's,
awesome.
And I think that's like the goal, is to have fun. It doesn't feel like work when we're practicing or jammings, and that's I think what keeps us invested. Every practice we have, like, we are always sure to bring alcohol and shit, so that really lightens up the environment.
Correction. Costa's always sure to bring it.
Oh, Costa brings a bottle every time.
Sorry, Mom.
What bottle? Kind of bottles? What are we talking
about? He likes
about?
This pineapple you? Shit, right?
You know, yeah, I got some thought juices that I always come
out.
Yeah.
Wait. Say that again. What is that?
Some thought juices?
Wait, you don't know what a thought juice is? A thought juice is like those Bud Light margarita strawberry
oh,
shits.
Oh, God.
Also, I like to say that Amsterdam, like the vodka, the flavored vodka, that's a thought juice.
The pineapple one. It is.
I've never heard that. A thought juice.
It goes down like water.
What is the where's the orientation of that word come from?
Thought.
The word thought. It's an acronym.
It's a hood acronym
that stands for that. I really didn't think we'd be discussing this today.
Is
but.
That specifically Yonkers slang?
No, it exists in the city. And
are we too white to understand this? Is that what it is?
Hey, man, I understand.
You can never be too white to understand hood terminology. But that's, I guess, where that comes from. It's that hoe over there. Whoever that hoe is, I don't know.
You might just be too old now, I think.
I don't think hoes exist. I think there's people that like sex, and there's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah.
Again, the Ryan the diplomat over here, he's very
you
diplomatic.
You like sex, I like have it. As much sex guy. As you want to have. I have never had sex ever, so I can't even begin to know how.
He's waiting for the right one.
He's waiting for the right one.
He's like, no.
Maybe she's out there listening today, Ryan. Would you say anything to a woman who's out there, you know, that you haven't yet
listening
met?
That wants
to pop this cherry?
Yeah. Would you?
I don't think you're ready.
It's not that
dot cherry?
thank you in advance.
It's not very big.
I don't think you're ready.
If you're out there, I'm waiting for you.
Wait, can someone play some kind of like romantic sounding music
Costa?
Behind him so he can sell his soul to the person?
Hey, baby girl. Oh, this is Ryan Dempsey here. I'm waiting for you. Yo, I'm gonna do a little freestyle, I don't care. Yo, baby girl, I'm here, I'm waiting for you to come. I ain't playing, yo. I want you so bad, yo, it makes me mad. Makes me kinda sad how much I want you in my dad's house. Specifically, in my father's apartment. So we can go and get some porridge in the morning. I'm gonna stop right now. Picasso, keep playing, because I was digging that. That was alright. We did this one freestyle one time where I started talking about gummy worms, and it was really phenomenal.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So I wish I brought that to the table now, but I didn't, and sorry about that.
You brought enough, my friend.
I brought enough.
That was, I mean, you guys write songs like that? Because that could have birthed
the track.
It's so
weird. Like every practice, we always end a practice with just like a freestyle. There's not a practice where we don't do a freestyle.
There was this pretty dope freestyle about our coworkers, and I won't go any more into detail than that, just because I fear that they might be listening.
Yeah.
It's actually really cool.
We
like,
don't want to do that.
Me, Arthur, and our drummer Chris, who's asleep right now because he worked really late last night, me, Arthur, and Chris, we all work together.
Fuck
so that creates like that's created like a really cool like dynamic and bond because like we see each other most of the week and I spend most of my time with these dudes. So like to work together and be in a band together, you would think it's a little much and I might be sick and tired of seeing these dudes, but I think it helps that we all work together at our jobs too.
So you have that kind of like working mentality to begin with, and then eventually when you guys start doing tours and stuff,
mm-hmm.
you know, like I've been on a lot of tours, and like I'm in a band with my cousin, and even that
cinema.
That could be, you know, yeah, you know, I see there's a sticker on someone's thing.
I think it's on mine.
I appreciate
it's on
that.
My guitar case. I have the cinema sticker.
But yeah, it can get trying out there. So you know, at least you guys have a good foundation.
Fortunately, I don't hate any of these guys, so that works.
Where do you guys work though?
We work at this place called the Alamo Draft House in Yonkers, New York.
Oh, yeah, that's the movie theater, right?
Yeah, it's a movie theater where you go in, you sit down, there's no concession stands because there's waiters, and
we've been there, actually.
We come back, the one Brooklyn, or?
No, I think we went to the one in Yonkers. It's like a long-ass, like, table that kind of stretches out across
you
the
aisle.
You
have been to our job.
Yeah,
sir.
We saw, was it the
Hunger Games? The
Hunger Games, yeah.
You did? Oh, that was before I was working there, but you, hey, you guys... Welcome to
we
come
there.
Anytime. and we will hook you the
will you
fuck
serve
up.
Us? Will you serve us?
It depends on if you're in my theater or not. I'll try
not,
to negotiate with the
I'll trade. I'll trade with the server. I'll be like, listen, come
on. Yeah. Those are my strobe bros over there. You don't understand. I don't know. You're not De Niro. I don't know why I turned you into like Robert De Niro. Hey. I don't know. I'm sorry.
But yeah, you're welcome to come by. Anybody listening today is also welcome to come by. Can't promise that we'll give you the same treatment as the stroll guys, but we will take care of you.
I mean,
if you take care of us,
if I could get a free booze in a movie, free booze in the movie. I think I made it in life. Yeah, we can bring one of those dot juices.
One of the dot juices,
hold on, let me see that.
That shit's off menu. That's a special menu.
So Chris couldn't be here today, but he is tuning in, and he is LMAOing at our god awful freestyle.
Hey, man.
If anything,
you know what? We're going to do a better one right now. No, we're not.
Wait a minute. Before anything, for anyone that attends the Alamo, I just want to stress, please, when your server drops the check off, put your form of payment down ASAP. That shit drives us up a wall, bro.
I'm glad that you were able to use this as your platform to to get that information out there.
Always.
So, if you guys feel like playing another song, we're kind of like we're rolling and tumbling. We're getting closer to the end of that hour. Maybe we,
Let's play a song, and I promise my voice will hold up this time.
Don't fucking lie. He likes you lying. I don't know.
All right, get a video of this real quick. Do you guys want to do Teenage Rebel?
Yeah.
Would you be able to do that on that?
Yeah, we could try it out. Why not?
We're gonna try it out. This is a song. This is that song about my sister. Oh wait, this one requires some really intense vocalization. Yeah,
so what?
Can I do it?
Just do some falsettos or something, you know?
Yeah. All right, I'm gonna give it a shot. I'm not gonna be a bitch. I'm gonna do it. Oh,
there you go. Dude, come on.
He's ready.
All right, let's do it.
And we're gonna go Facebook Live with this one. So you guys go to our our Facebook page, Stroll Show with C and Flo, and you can check us out.
Ready?
Something different, like a jewel throughout middle school. But when she hit 15, she said, fuck the rules. Now she's shoplifting, she enjoys the adrenaline. A pill popping makes her feel alive. Adolescence is warped to mind. Now there's venom in her tongue, yeah, me pulling her hand. She's on another level. Just another teenage rebel. Got into trouble, she thought it'd be so fun. For her age, she's another teenage rebel in another teenage phase. But she's burning bridges every day. Now she's sitting inside a cage, and she don't remember who she used to be. That girl has got no trace, so she's history. Crumbles under the weight of peer pressure. High school and hormones are mixed well together. She's on another level. Just another teenage rebel. She thought it'd be so fun. She's too damn much to handle. Just another teenage rebel. Just another teenage rebel. She's unstoppable, tearing up her life like a hurricane, destroying everything. Mom and dad have tried with all their might, but now those handcuffs are snapped on tight. And I don't know how to get through. But I know her pain, 'cause I was once the same.
Everybody,
na 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 na.
Na 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 na
come home where we're for is just on another level. It's another teenage rap boy. We got into trouble and she thought it'd be so fun. She's on another level.
So a couple of things that I noticed. These are all good things. I love watching you guys play, first of all, because it's like I could see the joy, and I see you guys having a lot of fun. Also, the pride in Neil's voice, or in his eyes when your voice hit the mark during that last part.
Yeah, it's in it, yo. I saw y'all need pride. To listen to the record because I hit some shit that I didn't know I could hit on this record.
No, I'm just saying I could see Neil was. He was proud of. He was proud of. That was awesome. That was really awesome. Great song too. Why the fuck did you pick that as a single? Idiots, you assholes.
I think that's gonna be the next one.
I voted for that.
I voted for it too.
Well, who didn't vote for it then? That's like half the band.
I wasn't even aware of this vote. So I'm kind of feeling some type of way right about now.
I mean, it was between. I think it was between that and Happy Hour, the one that we ended up going.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
And I mean, I don't think we're gonna rule out. Like, I mean, we still talk about like making a video and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. We have this idea. It was this crazy idea me and Chris had to get so we have the lyric video for this track for Happy Hour, and we wanted for a music video to document us getting really shitty. Shit face during like a happy hour in the city and getting drunk tattoos. So
a bad idea.
We were planning on getting the float logo tattooed on like our arms and stuff. The new one that Vivian designed. So that premise would be our video. We're hoping to do that soon. So that was our idea for a video. So you know we're hoping to get that done soon. I know I just reiterated the same point twice.
Are you really gonna get tattoos?
I would.
I think I'm pretty sure.
And Neil's like, we're not sure. We're not so sure about that.
I think it probably isn't that proud of your vocals.
The thing is, you're not allowed to get tattooed when you're drunk anyway.
Oh, really?
The tattoo.
It's acting, bro. These shots would happen on different days.
The tattoo is still real.
The tattoo would be real.
Okay.
I just pretend to be drunk. During
okay, I'm gonna be like your mom. You sure you want that on your body forever?
I mean, he's got some worse ones.
I mean, I have this one tattoo that everyone asks me about all the time. It's this tattoo
is it
I have.
Boss?
It's the Big Boss tattoo. I have the word Big Boss tattoo because I'm a big fan of Metal Gear Solid, right? But that's not why I got the tattoo. I got the tattoo because my ex-girlfriend, when I was in high school, got a tattoo. And I thought the key to this girl's heart was to get, a tattoo. I was like, that'll get her right back in my arms. So I...
Sound logic?
Yeah. It's when you think about it, the logic is pretty airtight. So I remember I'm getting the tattoo in the shadiest tattoo shop in North America and the entire continent.
Could we shout them out too? Is
that... You don't want... I knew it was a bad idea when the guy Googled or the Microsoft Word font that he basically was just going to like fucking tape to my arm or something. It was just... It wasn't very welcoming. Mm-hmm. I think everyone there except me had AIDS.
Oh my God.
bold statement.
Very bold.
It's a bang up shop here, yeah.
But so I remember I was sitting there, I was getting the tattoo done, and after like an hour, the guy's like, "All right, we're all done." And I'm like, "Oh, thank God," because I'm crying the whole time because I'm in agony. And he's like, "Yeah, we got the first letter done."
Holy
shit. I was like,
shit.
"What? This is a fucking, how many words is this? Seven letters?"
How many words?
Seven letter words long.
Yeah, so it took a while to get the rest of it done. But yeah, so hopefully my next tattoo. Well, I got the Chili Pepper tattoo.
Did that one work? Did that bring the girl back?
Not even fucking close. Oh, it drove her first. She was like, "Why do you have? No one's ever called you Big Boss. Or why do you have the word Big Boss tattooed?" I got the Chili Pepper tattoo, which I really love because they're my favorite band. And the next thing I always told myself, the next thing I get, I want to mean something, and nothing means more to me right now than. Then my dog, so I'm gonna get her face in. No, I'm kidding. I'm gonna get so the float means the world to me because it's something I started when I was, you know, coming out of high school, and it's something that's been a huge part of my life for the last couple of years. And there's nothing right now that means more to me than the amount of work I've put into this. And then I'm gonna get my dog's face tattooed on me because she means the second most to me. And then my mom's initials, I'm gonna get those on my forehead.
Very Manson.
And then Arlene. I'm going to get Arlene's face tattooed on my chest because she does so much for Float that I think that's the only way I can repay her.
I just had like an image of you tattooing Arlene's face on your own face.
Arlene's face tattooed on my face.
That would be tough. So you guys are kind of, you know, like a young band still in the grand scheme of things, right?
Yeah,
I would say so.
Like, what do you think? Like, what are you like learning as you go? Like, what do you think is like the most important thing to know as like a young band? Like, you're finding like, because it's so weird now. Like, music is changing. The music industry is changing. Social media is affecting everything in different ways. So I don't know. Like, what are you learning as you go doing this band?
You're not entitled to anything. That's what I've learned.
Play with your friends.
You think like you're putting in all this hard work or whatever, and you're like not getting paid. I mean, for me, that's like not something that you can really even like think about.
You can't even count on a bottle of water, which we gave you, by the way. So.
You did.
It was delicious.
I think like, I don't know. You have to, at the stage that we're at, I think you just have to do it because you like it. Do it because you think that it's fun. And then like at some point along the way, if you start getting paid for it, then that just makes it a little bit better, I guess.
Yeah, I mean that's the life you kind of sow for yourself if you're trying to pursue anything in the arts. I see it with I got a really good friend named Nico White. He's been doing stand up for like the last 10 years, and he's getting bigger and bigger every year, and I really respect and appreciate him for that. But for a while it was a real grind for him, and I do acting as well, so I know that that's also a grind. I can't fucking talk about myself and not plug in the fact that I'm also an actor. I know Chris is listening to that shit. Chris, I'm going to tell the Jared Leto story.
But as
an artist, no matter what you're doing, you, like Neil said, you're not entitled to anything. You do all this work and you shouldn't be doing it to try to achieve some kind of notoriety. You should be doing it because you enjoy it. And if you get notoriety, I think that should only be a bonus. We've learned that it's difficult. Networking is difficult. Getting on shows is difficult. Meeting people is difficult. It's all difficult. But if you know, perseverance is key, I think, with a lot of these things. And I think we've also learned that sounding musically tight is really important as well. It really separates the men from the boys.
Boys.
Yeah, men are tight, boys are not.
It was a funny laugh. It was a man laugh. I'm sorry. I don't know what was going on.
Sorry, I did that.
Oh, dude, please. Oh, God.
What have you guys learned about the music industry?
Play with your friends.
Honestly.
Do what?
To enjoy it. To just have fun with it. It's not all about I guess being cool or having fun, obviously. It's more about I just contradicted myself. It is about having fun.
I'll say being a local band fucking sucks. There's certain thing about it that sucks. Like when you have shows and like getting people to come to those shits is a fucking nightmare, and people do though, and we really appreciate everyone that did. Like we launched and we have been getting a lot of support lately and a lot of love, and that makes me feel really optimistic about where we're going. And we launched before we went to Cleveland. We launched a GoFundMe, and honestly, it's to help raise money because it was a really expensive process, and we knew the only way we were going to be able to do it is if we had help from others, and. So we launched it, and I really didn't expect to make more than fucking my mom donating, and that's it. But I was just really, by the amount of support and shares and donations that we received from my friends, from everybody's friends, it was really, all my friends donated, and I can't thank them enough for that. There are too many to thank personally right now, but the amount of support we've been getting really makes me feel like we're heading in the right direction. People that I haven't forced my music onto, when we posted the lyric video, they all shared it, and they were like, we are legit fans of this band, and that, I think when you have legit fans that, we have people now that have favorite songs of ours, and that's I can't express how much that, like I have this good friend named Zoe Rosenthal, there's this one track from our first EP called Moscow Express that she really enjoys, and I know whenever she comes to a show, I intentionally put that on the playlist or the set list. But it's humbling when people enjoy your music. That's what I've learned also, is that support from your friends and family is pretty key when you're at the stage that we are at this moment.
Yeah, they're all on the journey with you guys, you know?
Yeah, we call them floaters.
Not the best name, but also it's endearing. Like,
what would you recommend? I'm tired of this.
The floaties. I don't know.
I mean, floaties.
Because the floaters was something that happened, you know, yesterday after Thanksgiving dinner. So.
That sit in the ocean? Buoys.
The buoys. That's pretty good.
I like it.
That's good too. It's like, yo, those are my big buoys.
Yeah. Y'all the buoys.
Here with the buoys.
just kind of wrapping up. We got like another 8 minutes or so left.
One not serious question.
Yeah, no, we don't need any. I'm sorry. I always bring it to this because I'm coming from a place of like, I'm a struggling artist too. I want to know what you feel about what I feel and how you feel about what me feeling. How do we feel? Yeah.
This is totally off the topic of bands and a lot.
I'm excited.
A Thanksgiving break, I was talking to my brother a lot about Pokemon. Not that he cared that I was talking about Pokemon.
Oh my God, shut up.
And so I just got, you know, Pokemon Moon. And before I say what I think of it, I want to know. I know Ryan. We've discussed in the past some Pokemon. I just want to. Have you played it yet?
Have you guys played it? My little brother bought none of these.
I don't have an opinion.
What do you think?
This is gonna be a me and you conversation.
Okay.
My little brother and my older brother.
We got two. We got another one.
Yeah. Y'all bought Pokemon Sun and Moon. Oh, okay, all right. So we can go around the room and get the opinions. But I got Sun because I think that the Pokemon on that, I don't even know his name yet. That one just looks so cool. I was like, that's how I picked the Pokemon games, is whichever legendary I think is cooler. And I really appreciate this because the last six generations have just been the same formula over and over again, which is great, and I love it.
For 20 years, let's change the shit
so
up.
So I'm glad that they finally did change that up for Pokemon Sun and Moon, even though some of the Pokemon look fucking ridiculous.
Like the new Grimer, he looks like one of those like.
Have you seen Dugtrio? He's got like hair.
He looks like you guys were Taking Back Queens. He looks like Hal from Taking Back Queens. And I love Hal.
Some of these new Pokemon look ridiculous, man. They really do.
And then the Donald Trump looking mongoose.
Yeah, there's a Donald Trump Pokemon. That's crazy.
I feel like I don't know. Like the game itself is it's good. It's different. It's like, you know, it's like more 3D and stuff like that. Yeah. But I don't know. It's just I feel like it holds your hand too much. You know, it's like they're talking. There's too much conversation, and I just want to go there and just, you know.
I love a good story.
I respect that. I just want to be out there doing shit now. Yeah. I'm just like, all right, it's like go follow here, go here. I don't know.
Like, come on, I'm 29 years old. Yeah. I can't be fucking reading shit.
I can't play this game for 24 hours. You know,
like with Pokemon, I've just been getting in a really nostalgic game mood lately. Like yesterday, after I got home from work, I downloaded Resident Evil 4 and I started playing that again.
That is my game.
Oh my God!
I've never played that game.
What? It's a blast.
It's
from
honestly
past.
Like the best. It's
probably
series.
It's one of the greatest games I've ever played.
Wait, which system?
I downloaded it on the PS4. Yeah, it was originally for the GameCube, but you can get it on
PS2. Yeah, I should.
But you can download it on
this.
Xbox Live. It's such a good game. I started playing it yesterday again. I was like, oh, this feels so good.
Really quick, just touching on Pokemon again.
Yes, we shit all over Arthur over here.
Completely, like, taken off guard. The last one I played was Fire Red for Game Boy. So it was like...
That is generations ago.
Yeah, that's so long ago.
I played this, and I was like, oh my God, what is this? It looks so good. And then I picked a... I think his name's Drowlet, the little grass one.
Yo, I picked, the owl.
I thought the owl adorable.
Yeah, he was the cute.
I was like, I'm just going to go with this.
Rowlet's the new starters look stupid, but
Rowlet's cute. He's a cutie.
I picked the starters based on which final evolution I think looks the coolest, and Rowlet to me is the coolest looking final evolution. I think Little, or what was it, the cat?
Oh, Litten, right?
The water one, that whole evolution change looks ridiculous.
He looks like he just like a brolic cat in the end. Yeah. He has like an 8-pack, and I'm just like, that's not real. Like, if you own that as a human being, you would not want that near you or your children. You
know? I would never want an 8-pack. I'm just trying to get rid of my beer gut. I've been drinking too much lately.
There is no such thing as drinking too much. I had the disgusting hangover last night. I just want to throw that in there.
That's
and
okay.
I'm feeling great right now.
It's all that dot juice.
Yeah, well, you're drinking the aloe water.
This
so.
Is why I'm drinking the aloe
that's
water.
That's like liquid life right there.
It's not water.
That's smart. Actually, very smart. So, kind of wrapping up. So, what do you guys have coming up? Anything you want to promote that's coming
shit,
up soon?
Right. I feel like I should have fucking said this from the get-go. our EP release show is December 22nd, so it's less than a month away, and we're in high gear for that. The lineup is really – I'm really excited about it. We have a bunch of bands. Each of us sort of went around and picked a band that we wanted to play. Another Astronaut is going to be on that bill, Behind the Facade. They played Warped in Alaska this summer, so that was really cool. This band that we played at the TBQ Halloween show with, they're called Dry Clean Only. They're a really amazing punk band. They bring a lot of good energy, and we knew they'd be perfect for the bill. And then we have this band, Birds with Fleas, playing as well, and I actually haven't seen them perform live yet, so this is probably going to be my first time seeing them. I've listened to their music and stuff on YouTube. They had a song.
They had like some of their music on like Teen Mom 2 a few years ago. I don't know.
Oh shit!
They're like
on MT motherfucking V.
That's something. That's something.
So this lineup is locked and loaded at the Paper Box in Brooklyn. And December 22nd, and it can't get here fast enough. We're all really excited about it. So that is the fucking plug. I should have been talking about that the whole time. But yeah.
Arlene also says hello. I just pressed I pressed the button on Ryan's phone, and it says from Arlene.
Read him off messages.
Tell the troll bros I said hey. Yeah, I was reading your messages.
Who's hey, that? Who's that?
Arlene. Hey, Arlene. What's up? What's good?
Hi, Arlene. This is Neil.
Arlene goes nice save.
Speaking of Arlene and people we want to thank, maybe edge that up a little bit because I want to listen to the song while we say our thank yous.
I like it.
You know what I'm saying? So is it too loud? Is it good?
No, I think it's good. Good.
Okay. So thank you guys for coming. Really appreciate it. Taking the time out, surviving the hangover, taking breaks from Pokemon Sun and Moon and catching all your Pokies. I appreciate that. we want to thank Steve for being here, as always. Thank you, bro.
Thank you as well, big boy.
And thank you, everybody listening. I never do that. I always fuck up and forget to like thank the people listening. I feel like that's a prick move, and I'm going to try to not do that from now on.
Feel more special.
Yeah. I'm trying. Next week, we're not sure who our guest is, but we'll let you know. We're working on it. And if you have an extra dollar or two to give, Radio Free Brooklyn is always has their Patreon. You could donate on patreon.com/RFB, or you can go to radiofreebrooklyn.com, and that has a Patreon link right there. Boopy-doopy-doo. And that's pretty much it. So, I don't know. You guys got any final words? Any final thank yous?
I want to thank Arlene for being the greatest person ever.
Thank you, Arlene. Again.
All right, thanks.
Thank my mom.
Yeah, thanks, Mom.
I think I want to, again, I want to thank anybody who contributed to our campaign, who shared our video, who's just supported our growth and successes in the last couple of months. I want to thank Greg for being a really important part of where we are today. I want to thank Chris for not fucking being here. I want to thank God.
I want to thank Neil for purchasing the cab because me and Kyle were running.
These motherfuckers running late.
Clutch.
Yeah, we were late. Clutch as fuck.
Clutch Cab Neil. Yeah. That's your new nickname.
Yeah. Clutch Cab Neil.
We're about to sign off. So we just want to ask one question. It's to Vinny. You remember Vinny?
I think I remember Vinny.
What is the question?
Yo, Vinny, you up,
kid? You up, Vinny?